As I walked through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place where was a den, and laid me down in that place to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. I dreamed, and behold, I saw a man clothed with rags, standing in a certain place. His face was turned away from his own house. He had in his hand a book, and upon his back a great burden. As I looked, I saw him open the book and read therein. And as he read, he wept and trembled. And not being able longer to contain, he broke out with a most lamentable cry.
What shall I do? Oh, what shall I do?
In this plight, therefore, he went home and restrained himself as long as he could, that his wife and children should not perceive his distress. But he could not long be silent, because that his trouble increased. Wherefore at length he brake his mind to his wife and children, and thus he began to talk to them.
Oh, my dear wife, and you, the children of my bowels, I, your dear friend, am in myself undone by reason of a burden that lieth hard upon me.
Burden? What burden, my dear?
I don't see any burden, Papa.
Though you see it not, yet it liketh to crush out my life beneath its weight.
Dear, dear, an invisible burden, so heavy as to crush out your life? What can it be?
Hear me, my dear ones. I am most certainly informed that this, our city, will soon be burned with fire from heaven.
What? Burned down?
Yes, burned to ashes.
No!
Yes, and in that fearful overthrow we shall all miserably come to our ruin.
My dear husband!
And as for a way of escape, I can see none.
None?
None?
None! We are doomed to perish with our town of destruction.
Now at this, his relations were sore amazed, not because they believed that what he had said to them was true, but because they thought that some frenzied distemper had got into his head. Therefore, since it was drawing toward night, they got him to bed with all haste in the hopes that some sound sleep might settle his brains.
Ah, oh, woe is me. Lost and undone am I. All lost.
But the night was as troublesome to him as the day. Wherefore, instead of sleeping, he spent it in sighs and tears.
Ah, oh, what shall become of me, wicked man that I am?
Now when morning was come, they would know how he did.
Art thou happy now, dear father?
Yes, how goes it with thee, dear husband?
Worse.
Worse?
Worse, and yet more worse.
Oh, dear. What shall we do for thee, poor man?
We must set ourselves to study and prayer that we may know how to escape this city of destruction.
Escape? My dear, there is nothing to escape from. Come now to thy right senses, ere the magistrates declare thee to be lunatic.
No. No, we must escape forthwith. But how? Only how?
Husband, come to thyself!
So they, believing him to be taken with the distemper, sought to drive it away by behaving towards him with utmost hardness and disrespect. Sometimes they would deride him, sometimes chide him. At other times, they would quite neglect him. Wherefore he began to retire himself to his chamber, to pray for and pity them, and also to condole his own misery. He would also walk solitary in the fields, sometimes reading, and sometimes praying. And thus, for some time, he spent his days. Now I saw, upon a time, when he was walking in the fields, that he was, as he was wont, reading in his book, and greatly distressed in his mind. And as he read, he burst out as he had done before, crying,
Oh, wretched man that I am! What shall I do to be saved?
I saw also that he looked this way and that way, as if he would run. Yet he stood still, because, as I perceived, he could not tell which way to go.